when the aftermath of the Capitol riots that we had, we're actually learning some pretty interesting details about why this happened and actually how it happened. Stephen Sund, who is the chief of Capitol Police, of course, he's resigned, but the Washington Post managed to interview the chief last Sunday, yesterday, and he said some pretty interesting things. And to be on the safe side, Chief Sund asked the House and Senate Sergeant of Arms, both of them, there's one for the House and one for the Senate, for permission to request that the D.C. National Guard be placed on standby. This is before the whole riot happened, and they both refused. Both of those men refused to call out the National Guard. They refused, he says, even though the police intelligence said the crowd sizes would be a lot bigger than they initially thought. And we all knew that was going to be the case, right? I mean, it doesn't take, you know, a hell of a lot of sleuthing to come to the conclusion that, you know, it's going to be wild, just like Trump said. So Sund says that the House Sergeant of Arms didn't want the optics of the Guard, presumably since it was a pro-Trump rally. Optics. They were concerned about having the Guard on site during a pro-Trump rally. They didn't want the optics of that. That was the first of six times, folks, that Chief Sund was either rejected or delayed in trying to get help. And, you know, with 8,000 rioters that actually showed up at the Capitol, he was outnumbered 6-1 against the rioters. So just before 2 p.m., the rioters entered the Capitol, and Sund, the chief of the Capitol Police, was on a Pentagon conference call at 2:26 p.m., literally pleading for help, begging for help for the National Guard. And Walter Piott, who is the director of the Army staff, replied, "I don't like the visual of the National Guard standing a police line with the Capitol in the background." So here again, folks, they didn't want the image of optics. The building was literally under siege by rioters. And Walter Piott, the director of Army staff, didn't want the optics of the Guard pushing back on the MAGA terrorists. And as we know, the National Guard ultimately didn't arrive until about 5:40 p.m., way, way after the whole thing was done. And in another interesting twist, Chief Sund says he was monitoring Trump's speech to the crowd that he was making, and he was called away because of reports of two pipe bombs. Now, he was called away just before the president called on his MAGA terrorists to fight. Just before that, he was called away. He also didn't get to hear Rudy Giuliani urge the crowd to engage in trial by combat. And he really believes that the pipe bomb was a distraction, an intentional distraction, to distract him away from what they were calling on the MAGA terrorists to do. And Chief Sund says that he was shocked at what these so-called protesters came to the Capitol with. He said they had riot helmets, they had shields, they had gas masks, pepper spray, fireworks, and climbing gear. Who goes to a protest with climbing gear? And we just found out today that the Capitol rioter that was spotted in the House chamber jumping over chairs with all these hand restraint zip ties, you know, he must have had 15 or 20 of them on his side with riot gear. He was arrested after his ex-wife called the FBI, and his name is actually Larry Rendell. He's 53 years old. He lives in Grapevine, Texas. And get this, folks, he's a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel. Yeah. What the hell is he doing roaming through the house with combat gear on, jumping over chairs with zip ties strapped to his waist? Who is he looking for? Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel? So even at 1 p.m., folks, that day, after watching and hearing his men clash with rioters over the walkie-talkies and cameras, Chief Sund called the Sergeant-at-Arms for the House and the Senate together, who evidently, those two guys don't need any permission to call the National Guard. They don't need any sort of okay from anybody to get the National Guard involved. So at 1:09, they still hadn't made a call for the National Guard. I mean, the place is being overrun. The place is being overrun with these people. And the two sergeant at arms, one for the House, one for the Senate, they're dragging their feet, calling to get the National Guard. So these two men, I mean, I don't know how you can come to a conclusion other than they were complicit in this whole riot, concerned about the optics during a Trump rally of having the Trump protesters at that time being pushed back by the National Guard. Bad optics. Oh, that wouldn't look good. That would look terrible. See that on the news? Trump would be mad at us, wouldn't he, if he saw that? So finally, at 2 p.m., with plainclothes officers literally barricading the doors to the speaker's lobby with rioters pushing on the doors and breaking the glass. That's the picture where they've got their guns drawn and they're, you know, about to shoot somebody. And I think that's where that lady got shot. At that moment, Irving, who is one of the sergeant at arms, said he had formal approval to get the guard involved. Finally, at that point. Even 26 minutes later at 2:26 p.m. on a conference call, Walter Piot, the director of Army staff, was still concerned about the optics of having the National Guard on Capitol grounds. Even at that point. I mean, they're literally trying to bust in to through those doors that they're barricading at the speaker's lobby with rioters pushing on the doors. Even at that point, Walter Piot is concerned about the optics of the National Guard on Capitol grounds. And the way that we know this is, he said he preferred to have the guard take up post around Washington, D.C., relieving the police who could then go to the Capitol. He's like, I want the guards to kind of stay back and I'll relieve you guys and then you can go to the Capitol. I mean, how much time did he think they had? The place is under siege, for God's sakes. And this guy's worried about optics. Doesn't want the guard on the Capitol grounds. So at this point, folks, the MAGA rioters were in the Capitol and roaming at will. And he wants the added step of them, the National Guard, finding wherever the D.C. police were and literally replacing them like a tag game. Okay, now you can go to the Capitol, Mr. Policeman. So it wasn't until 3 p.m. that the guard was activated, which means that it really took them until 5:40 to actually get there. So the whole concern about optics to me sounds like the sergeant-at-arms in Pentagon were worried about having Trump protesters being confronted by the National Guard. They didn't want that image on national TV. Didn't want to make Trump mad. To them, it was more important to please Trump by not calling out the National Guard, which could have yielded a huge catastrophe, obviously. I mean, you got these people roaming at will. The guy was zip-ties. They were looking for Pence. They were screaming, hang Pence. I'm no fan of Pence, but I'm not going to hang the guy. I mean, literally. I mean, so this complicity throughout this whole deal here, folks, was a huge concern. And then in the aftermath, you had Congressman Jason Crow, a Democrat from Colorado, and another congressman. They held an urgent briefing on the Capitol riot with House Armed Services Committee and Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. And they were trying to probe why it took so long to give the National Guard their deployment orders. The readout of that briefing indicates that it was a Pentagon lack of coordination and preparation. There wasn't a functioning operations center in the Pentagon to manage the guard presence and additional resources. So essentially, the Pentagon was stumbling around looking for contacts and numbers to call the National Guard in. And that took about an hour and 10 minutes, and then another 2 hours for them formally to actually get on site. So are we really shocked at this? I mean, does this shock anybody that there was that level of dysfunction, lack of coordination? So another eye-opener in this whole briefing that came out from that congressman was that Congressman Jason Crow asked the Army Secretary to ensure that the deployed Guard members for the inauguration are not sympathetic to domestic terrorists. So that's what it's come to, folks. Now the concern is the National Guard that's going to be called out for the inauguration so sympathetic that something could go haywire because they're Trump supporters? I mean, that's what our world has come to right now, folks. They're basically worried about MAGA terrorists, folks. That's what it's come to. Thanks for listening.